Good morning, everybody. Good morning on this Wednesday morning. I do have a little word I'd like to share with you guys this morning. I'm going to go ahead and get started. If y'all would turn in your Bible to 2 Timothy chapter 2. Thou therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. And the things that you have heard of me among many witnesses, the same commit thou to faithful men who shall be able to teach others also. Thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. Boy, that a preach, won't it? No man that warreth entangle himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who has chosen him to be a soldier. And if a man also strive for masteries, yet he is not crowned, except he strive lawfully. The husbandman that laboreth must be first partaker of the fruits. And I told Dennis this morning, I said, this explains why when I was growing up, when we sat down to the dinner table, the father always got the first plate at the table. And that's the way I was raised, is that the man, you know, the fruit, the provider of the home always got the first plate. And it reminded, I thought, well, there's the scripture that backs that up. Consider what I say, and the Lord give ye understanding in all things. Remember that Jesus Christ of the seed of David was raised from the dead according to my gospel, wherein I suffer trouble as an evildoer, even unto bonds. But the word of God is not bound. That really ministered to me because, you know, a lot of us are going to be thrown in jail and in prison, and we're going to be labeled as evil people. But he's saying, when I do suffer that trouble, the word of God, it stands no matter what happens to us as humans. Because we're only human. We are frail. You know, we make mistakes. We are sinners saved by grace. Jesus is the only one that is perfect. The word of God is not bound. In other words, when you're in jail, you're bound. It says, like, even in the bonds, that's what that means. You are bound because you're a physical body that has a right to live in the earth. But the word of God is not bound. Therefore, I endure all things for the elect's sake, that they may also obtain the salvation which is in Christ Jesus with eternal glory. Remember, we keep saying this, you know, this is not our home. We're living for a world that they cannot see or understand. It is a faithful saying, for if we be dead with him, we shall also live with him. And that's the key. That is the key. Because remember the sermon yesterday, vindicate me, O Lord, you know. Because we want to be our image, we want to save. You know, we want to be vindicated. We want God to, you know, keep us and preserve us. But the hour that we're going into, that's going to be impossible. You know, God is going to be with us. And we just have to know that it's only his eyes that we long to please. And that whatever we go through on the earth, we can do this because he's with us. And that when that scripture says right there, for if we be dead, see, us wanting to preserve ourselves with a life raft while everything is being flooded right now is a natural tendency to want to be saved. Do you see what I mean? But when we are dead with him, we are floating with him in that river. We're allowing him to do with our temple what he wants to do with our temple, even in the suffering. And this is where NAR gets it all totally backwards, because they do not believe people should suffer. And we are going to, we are suffering right now, but we will in a greater measure in the future. So God is encouraging us today that if you're dead already, you're dead how? In Him. His banner is over us. His image is over us. His identity, just like a husband. We're miseries. We're in their name now. It's their image that we're walking in, you know. And with Jesus, it's that way. That's why if there's too much of us alive, that's where we want to go into self-defense. And this is where, in the coming days, we're going to have to be ready to back off them reins and give God the glory. Lord, I praise you in the midst of the storm. I praise you in the midst of this persecution. I praise you in the good times, and I praise you in the bad times. Because this is where we're going. When we're dead with Him, we allow Him to take us down that river. Lord, what do you want to do? How are you going? Because we know that He guides that path. How do we know that God guides that path? Because He has already went before us. He's already made the way. He makes the crooked path straight. As long as we keep our hearts soft in an attitude of repentance and an attitude of accountability to our Father, He will prepare the way and He will warn you. He will warn you and prepare you for things. And sometimes it's not what you want to hear. I told you the story yesterday about Paul. When the prophet came up to Paul and said, Paul, don't go to the city. You're going to get beat to Jerusalem. And Paul said, no, the Lord has already told me that I'm going to lose my life there. He already knew the destination. He already knew what was before him. Was that good that God told him, hey, son, just know that when you go to Jerusalem, this will be your last mission. You know, this is your last calling in the earth. And then you will be with me forevermore. But you have to finish that last trek. What if Paul would have gotten so prideful and said, you know, I just want Saul to come back for a minute. You know, I just want to, you know, get revenge for how all these people are treating me. I'm just sick of this. I'm tired. You know, what if he would have let that pride rise up and, you know, not obey God to the death? Maybe he didn't want to go to Jerusalem, you know. Where he would be right now, I don't know. But the point that I'm saying is when you are in God's eyes and you are in His hand, you know, this is where the faith comes in of trusting Him on where that hand is going to write your next chapter and guide you into your next purpose in this earth. Everyone that confesses the name of Jesus and that says that they are a Christian and they seek the Word of God and they seek the true Jesus, you know, they're going to have trouble. They're going to be persecuted because you have to separate yourself. And this is where a lot of the persecution comes in. As you all know, I know all of the people that's on this call right now, all of you have chosen not to take the V. That was a great persecution time, a great time of choosing this day who you will serve and the price that you have paid since then. But now the days that are ahead for us are even more diabolical than what we went through then. This is where we're going to need to trust in the Lord in a greater measure, in a greater faith, knowing that He has already went over there. He's already there. He is going to be there and supply for us and is going to hold our hand through the suffering. Okay, let's continue. Going back to verse 11, it is a faithful saying, for if we be dead with Him, we shall also live with Him. If we suffer, we shall also reign with Him. If we deny Him, He will deny us. Wow. Wow, wow, wow. There's a lot of ways in this world today that we can deny Him. A lot of ways. One of them is, you know, what I'm showing you about the anti-Semitism and them saying, you know, that they believe that the once that Jesus is the only way to heaven is not a true statement. To me, everyone that goes along with the two covenants is denying His name. That's the way I feel about it. Because Jesus is the only door and the only way. That's the only way to heaven. Anyone that abandons that principle, they have hung Him on the cross again. And He says, though, that if we deny Him, that He will deny us. If we believe not, yet He abides faithful. He cannot deny Himself. Of these things, put them in remembrance, charging them before the Lord, that they strive not about words to no profit, but to the subverting of the hearing. Study to show yourself approved to God, a workman that needeth not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. But shun profane and vain babblings, for they will increase into more ungodliness. This is where I consider going down the rabbit trails on the internet. We have to really be careful. I talk about this a lot because it will lead you into a dark, I call it the black hole, you know, where it continues to want to suck you down into information that you don't need to know. We don't need to know every dark detail out there of what's happening to people and all of this. The stuff that, and I truly believe that's how the beast corrupted the Christians through this questionable character dude. That's what they did. You know, they took all these people down all these terrible trails of what's happening to all these children and everything. And it ended up corrupting them. How? Because it made them angry. They saw what they should not see. And it ended up corrupting them. And now they look like their father. They act like their father. They talk like their father. That angry, we want revenge, we are bloodthirsty, something's got to be done, yada, yada. Instead of trusting the Lord, you know, is a big difference there. Okay, so, but shun profane and vain babblings, for they will increase unto more ungodliness. And their word will eat as does a canker, of whom is Hymenaeus and Philetus, who concerning the truth have erred, saying that the resurrection is past already, and overthrowing the faith of some. And that is true. You know, as a minister, Paul is encouraging everybody right here. I think it's Paul that wrote this. Is encouraging everybody, you know, be careful what people bring into the church here. You know, yeah, it's from Paul. Be careful what people bring in the church and what they start telling you. Oh, this is wrong. That is wrong. That is wrong. a pastor has to be accountable for that, because it will lead people off into these trails they don't need to be going down. You see what I mean? That's exactly what he's talking about right here. You know, let's dig in the word. Let's dig here, you know. Nevertheless, the foundation of God stands sure, having this seal. The Lord knows them that are his. Now, remember yesterday when I told you about when Saul was converted to Paul and Jesus had a conversation with him when the light shined on him, remember? And Jesus said, Saul, why are you persecuting me? You know, and we talked about that. You know, Saul probably killed thousands of Christians by this point, but Jesus considered every one of them that he did it to him. Why is that? Because he's the husbandman. He's the groom. You hurt my bride and it hurts me. You're attacking me. He takes it personally. Why? Because he knows them that are his. And let everyone that names the name of Christ depart from iniquity. But in a great house, there are not only vessels of gold and silver, but also of wood and of earth, and some to honor and some to dishonor. In other words, in every house, people are going to do what they're going to do. People are going to choose the path that they're going to go down. It's their choice. We cannot make up of their mind. You know, me and Dennis was talking about raising kids. I said, man, I wish I'd have done different with my kids. Because I used to tell my kids, you do what I say just because I tell you. I'm your parent. You honor your mother. You know, type of deal. But if I had to do it over, I would say it different. I would say now, let's go to the word and see what the word says about it. Putting God as the authority over me. Although I still believe, you know, we have parental roles and all that kind of stuff, I wish I would have just taught them more about the real source of truth. Not me, but the word, you know, type of deal. Okay, so if a man purges himself from these, he shall be a vessel unto honor. What is it that the man has to purge himself from? Go back to verse 16. Shun profane and vain babblings, for they will increase unto more ungodliness. You know, in other words, be careful what we're talking about. That's the encouraging word that I got from this morning. And meet for the master's use and prepared unto every good work. Flee also youthful lust, but follow righteousness, faith, charity, peace with them that call on the Lord out of a pure heart. But foolish and unlearned questions avoid, knowing that they gender strife. And the servant of the Lord must not strive, but be gentle to all men, apt to teach, and patient. In meekness, instructing those that oppose themselves, if God peradventure will give them repentance to the acknowledging of the truth. Boy, I had that happen last night, y'all. I had a miracle happen in my life. This stalker that I've had for 5 years, I mean relentless, this woman followed me everywhere I went and wore me out. Oh, yes, she did. She would go on Twitter and put, you know, back when I was on Twitter, this was years ago, and she would post big fat people and say it was me and mock me, you know, like them sitting there with all their rolls out and in a bikini and you know, eating ice cream and, you know, I'm talking severe mocking, you know. But she wrote me yesterday and she said, I've got to repent to you. She repented. And she said, you was absolutely, and she got mad at me because of exposing a minister that she loved. And I mean, she was like just stabbing me with 1,000 daggers for 5 years. But she repented and said that I was right, and that asked me to humbly forgive her. So I wrote her back and I said, yes, and I want you to forgive me too. You know, always say that, guys, whenever a repentance comes. Always repent, whether you think you're right or wrong. You need to say it. And so I said it. And then I told her, I said, well, we better get ready because the persecution is upon us. So we all need grace right now, you know. So I, you know, feel like God brought her to repentance in the middle of her opposing her own self, you know. And she acknowledged the truth, which was really great. I'm really proud for her, you know. And I looked up the guy that she was so mad about, and sure enough, he is saying a lot of the things that me and him split over. He refused to see what was it about Trump. He refused to see it about the no-hide laws, and now he's talking about it. You know, so I guess she sees, because he has seen that what I was saying was true. You know, type of deal. Okay, last verse. And that they may recover themselves, like this lady, out of the snare of the devil, who are taken captive by him at his will. So, Lord, we just come before you this morning. We thank you for your word. We thank you for your word of correction, Lord. And we ask you to forgive us, Lord, for getting involved in vain babbling, and that you help us, Lord, to you know, be more careful and very careful about what we talk about and stuff, and that you would help us, Lord, lead us and guide us into all the truth. And we just thank you so much, Lord, for speaking to us today. We thank you that your word is the truth. We trust you that you have went before us. You have prepared the way. And we trust in you, Lord, for this next mission that's in our life. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay.